With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santello.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
You were out of town. We started show with that phrase. You never know where we're going.
I go out of town a lot. It gets harrowing in wintertime, though.
Harrowing?
Yeah, you never know. You know, I was stranded in Washington, D.C. because apparently a snowflake was sighted in Washington, and so everything went into slow motion.
Talking about Washington, ladies and gentlemen, it's the expert on Cheetah Rivera. You were at her birthday party.
Cheetah turned 80 on Wednesday.
That's quite a turn.
And they had a party for her in between the matinee and the evening show of Mystery of Edwin Drood. She's 80 and dancing 8 shows a week in Mystery of Edwin Drood on Broadway. She's remarkable. And Monday, she was in Washington for the inauguration. They had a big party of Latin artists at the Kennedy Center.
I saw it on my computer. Isn't that amazing?
I hear they posted it the next day.
Yes.
Yeah, and she and Rita Moreno did a medley of songs together.
I was impressed with the quality of the performances and the length of time that they allowed them to perform. You know, it wasn't just 2 minutes, it's 2.5 minutes.
The number of performers, it was amazing. Jose Feliciano and Antonio Banderas and Mark Anthony, just on and on.
You know, when you go to New York, and we're in Washington, but when you go to New York to see plays and musicals, you really expect to get the best of the best.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I do go with a different critical sense when going to New York from what I certainly bring to the experience in Buffalo. And in New York, I feel like far more of a consumer, that you are going with the expectation that you are seeing the finest the nation has to offer.
Well, they do kind of bill Broadway shows as being the upper limits.
Well, and so they are. When I think of things that I've seen this month, Jessica Chastain in The Heiress, concurrent with her Oscar and Golden Globe nominations, Cheetah in Mystery of Edwin Drood, Cat in a Hot Tin Roof with Scarlett Johansson, Laurie Metcalf in a new play about Alzheimer's called The Other Place.
Tell me about the piano lesson.
Well, as you are aware, one of August Wilson's great plays, directed by Ruben Santiago Hudson, who is
a local talent.
A local talent, actor, Tony Award winner for Seven Guitars, but he's directed this, and it stars Rosalind Ruff. I saw the final performance. Rosalind is also from Buffalo, certainly familiar to Ujima theater audiences, but she's doing so well. She plays a woman who owns a piano that she's inherited from her family that has been carved upon by her slave ancestors.
Becomes like a talisman.
Well, except her brother wants to sell it to be able to buy the land which their ancestors used to work. She wants to keep the piano, which has the faces of their ancestors carved into it, and a ghost comes, a ghost of the son of the slave owner, and it's this dilemma, what to do in this family.
Let's back up a little bit. You were talking about what you bring to the performance of a play or musical in New York versus what you kind of expect in the Buffalo theater. Explain that a little bit more.
Well, I think just using the piano lesson as an example, I think that large segments of the audience in New York left saying, well, I just saw the hottest show off Broadway.
Agreed.
Same play in Buffalo, people would leave saying, I just saw a profoundly moving play that reflects my life, my family, my history.
It's more personal.
It is more personal. It's more a sense of community. Not to say that that's true of every New Yorker, but in New York, it is a big, expensive tourist industry. In Buffalo, the arts build community, and you get a very strong sense of that here.
I'm going to still stick on the topic, which is Buffalo audiences, New York audiences, Perestroika.
Angels in America, Part 2.
Right.
Well, again, as the name of the theater company would imply, subversive theater collective.
Yes, sir.
It is theater with a specific point of view, serving a specific need. An audience coming together to think about contemporary political, social issues in America and revisiting this play. And again, you're looking for a credible rendition of the play by some of Buffalo's best actors. But I will say the audience was riveted, and it's a compelling theatrical experience.
Okay, I'll buy into your theory and throw a little bit of wood on the fire. How about James and the Giant Peach over at Toy?
Well, perhaps our most important audience of all.
They're the ones that we develop into appreciators of the theater.
Of the theater, of the arts, of the sense of community, of being good citizens, and an ability to come together with other people and think about things. And that's James and the Giant Peach, play for children.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.